KFIZ News Time is 10:11 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here on a Monday, May 24th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and I'm going to keep saying it. Good to have guests in studio. We were joined by our friends at the Salvation Army for our monthly chat here on a Monday, and Crystal Ogden joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We're joined by Lucy as well. She is a caseworker with the Salvation Army, and we're going to talk about Pathway of Hope here
Good
this morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. Thank you. So the Pathway of Hope is for families with children. The children have to be under 18. It's a intensive one-on-one case management program. It's holistic. So therefore, when they meet with me and we're talking about possible goals and how they're going to achieve them, they're basically setting the goals. It's just a matter of when they're enrolled, how they will achieve those goals. And it's a step-by-step process. So within a year, it's a year program, they will start like here, and it's a building block continuing to ultimately reach that ultimate goal of maybe being able to be financially sufficient, manage their money, and from the year on, they're able to be stable and pay their bills on time, pay their rent, you know, all of those things that we all do, but maintain it. Now, after the year, it isn't like, well, congratulations, good luck.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. I would still meet with them on a monthly basis just to make sure that things are going well. I mean, life is a up and down road. And for those who are just beginning to reach those goals and plateaus when things happen, they maybe aren't able to react to it in a proper manner. From the beginning to the end, they are working through barriers. So when those plateaus occur, or I should say downs, they have the tools and know how to work through it and are still able to be maintained and keep stabilized and self-sufficient. Now, if something really life-altering changes, they can always call me and we can always re-enroll them just to kind of get them through to get it back to where they're able to be self-sufficient again. The other end of the program, too, is when I have enough enrollees, I'm going to add a peer support group. So then they would be meeting weekly. I like to coincide it with our youth group, which is on Wednesday night, so their kids could be in our youth group. Mm-hmm. And then they're having their peer support. My role there is to facilitate it, but they're helping each other to work through those barriers and listen to their peer on, well, when this happened to me, this is what I did. So they're learning from each other, and I feel that's just such a great aspect of something that I'm adding to the program this year. I'm taking applications. They can call me. We'll schedule an appointment. They would fill out the intake information. We would talk. And from there, within a week, I would meet with them again and find out if I can enroll them or if maybe they need to do some more stabilization, which I can work with them with one-on-one, and then they can come back and be enrolled into the program and start working on the goals.
What types of families typically are part of this Pathway of Hope?
I've had single fathers, which I think is always a plus just to have that male aspect. It's couples with children. It's single mothers. It can be family who maybe have a disabled child and then a child who is not of special needs. It doesn't matter. As long as the children are under 18, all and any are welcome to do an application, call me, and we'll schedule an appointment. Now, the application process, it itself can take like an hour and a half to two. So I do ask if they have small children who would need childcare, that if they can find someone to watch them, just so we have that time to really talk and do the application.
And are there like certain requirements like income and things like that for this?
Nope. They just need to have a desire and positive attitude where they're sick of their life and they really want to be able to be self-sufficient, would like to have some one-on-one case management to achieve that. But in itself, they're ultimately doing the work. I'm there as a cheerleader. I'm hard on them when I need to be. But I do it with an open heart and love and care, tough love per se. But my goal is to encourage them and help them work through whatever those barriers may be. And sometimes maybe we need to backstop with a goal and we need to maybe just put it down a notch to maybe something more simple, but we need to achieve this before we can go to this one. So as I said, it's a building block process.
Has to be a willingness to work, right?
Yeah, this, very much so,
Can't just go into this, you know, half-hearted and say, well, I want to do it, and then backtrack. Obviously, there's going to be peaks and valleys like you talked about, right? You know, so.
Obviously, and they need to show up for those appointments. Mm-hmm. You know, on a weekly basis. Now, as things are moving on, you know, we can do it biweekly. We can even do it over the phone or and so on, but maybe even an email, though I'd rather the phone aspect. But in some way, shape, or form, we need to meet weekly or biweekly just so I know how things are going. And if they're not going, I'm going to say, well, I need to see you in person just so we can have a more heart-to-heart conversation about what may be going on.
And just for a general sense, why is this an important resource for the community?
Well, you know, we want our community to be positive, and we want our community to be less in need of using the resources that are out there for those who are not being all that they can be. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes even say to people too, I'm like, you know, if you're receiving assistance, why do you want the government to be dictating this is what your life is worth? Because we all are valued citizens of this community. And this is a way that we can, you know, work together to help you go beyond that and be the best you can be and be a good example and show your kids, you know what, there's a way to have a better life. We can live better than this. We're worth more than this. And I'm going to lead the way from here. I'm the example to inspire my children to continue my footsteps and be a better person than I was. I started here. I got us here. How good of a person can you be? What can you do? Mm-hmm. So that is kind of the way it works.
Yeah, teaching a lesson and showing that pathway of hope to kind of tie it back to the title,
right?
Yes,
very much so.
One thing that's really awesome about this program in particular, it's done at Salvation Armies all across, you know, the country, but Lucy's really great at making sure that each of the individual families that come in are, you know, it's everyone's an individual. Everyone has different circumstances and individual circumstances. And let's figure out what your strengths are and let's build on those. And let's figure out where, you know, we can build different skills and let's build on those. So it's really awesome to see Lucy work with these families and try to motivate them and inspire them and empower them to get their lives on track.
Yeah, absolutely. If people are interested, they're hearing this and they might be interested in learning more or they want to enroll, how can they do that?
All they need to do is call our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, ask for me, and my phone number there is 920-923-8220, and I will talk to them and, you know, schedule an appointment from there. you know, I'm looking forward to seeing more families and taking more applicants. And this is open also if your listeners have a family member or know someone who would be appropriate for this program, please, you know, encourage them to call me. And going back to what Crystal said, you know, one of the questions I might ask the clients is, and it's very simple, it was like, you know, when you were a kid in high school, what did you want to be? What were you thinking of going on to college for? Or what were your best subjects? And sometimes those are just the little wheels in their head that can get spinning that can totally lead them to a new pathway of hope and a new lifestyle and a way to, you know, be self-sufficient, because it's something that maybe they just haven't thought of because they're just thinking of the immediate. They're kind of in survival mode, and the goal is to get them out of that and be self-sufficient and have the drive, and not only that, but just the confidence that they are able to achieve these goals. And it doesn't end with me just because they're graduated from the program. You know, I want them to have the courage and confidence to keep moving on. Mm-hmm. I'm always there. I'm always available with a phone call if things, as I said, go downward. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hopefully they'll have all the tools and confidence that they need that, you know, they wouldn't even need to call me. Now, if things are going great, please call me and let me know about that.
Yeah.
That's just as important.
You know, sometimes life gets in the way, right? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they had, you know, big dreams coming out of high school or college, you know, maybe a poor choice back then, whatever it may be. It, you know, things can derail your dreams, but it's never too late to reach out and get some support, right?
Not at all.
Very good. Anything else we didn't touch on with the pathway of hope you wanted to mention this morning? Let your listeners know about?
I don't think so. Just, yeah, definitely feel free to reach out if you feel like you or someone you know is in need of this type of support and guidance. Again, like Lucy said, it's not us doing the work for you. It's you doing the work, but you have someone to support you and to help guide you a little bit.
Very good. One more time, the phone number if people want to reach out for more info.
920-923-8220.
Excellent. Well, Crystal, Lucy, thanks for coming in and telling us about this morning.
Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ, it's 1024.